What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. This is going to be an interesting next three episodes, guys, because AI is taking over the podcast for the next three episodes. What I mean by that is I have been playing around a whole lot with this thing called ChatGPT, and it's pretty amazing, and I decided to have a little fun with it and to have it sort of act as a bit of a co-host for me in the next few episodes. So, let's get started. I'm going to be talking about, or rather, the AI is going to be talking about how to improve Minecraft potions. So in order to get this response, which I haven't read this response yet, by the way, I'm reading this with you right now as I record. So to get this response, I basically copy-pasted the description of how to brew potions from the Minecraft Wiki into the AI. And then I asked it, please offer ideas for how to improve this process. And this is what the AI said. One way to improve the potion brewing process in Minecraft could be to allow players to customize the duration of their potions. Currently, players have to use specific ingredients to extend the duration of a potion, but there is no way to shorten it. Adding the ability to use different ingredients to adjust the duration of a potion would give players more control over their potions and allow them to tailor them to their specific needs. Very interesting. Another improvement could be to add more levels of intensity to certain potions. For example, currently players can use glowstone dust to increase the intensity of a potion, but there's no way to decrease it. Adding different ingredients that can decrease the intensity of a potion could allow players to customize their potions even further. A third improvement could be to allow players to combine multiple potions to create new, more complex potions. For example, players can mix a strength potion with a speed potion to create a super strength and speed potion. This would add an extra layer of depth to the potion brewing process and give players more options for customization. Finally, it could be helpful to allow players to automate the potion brewing process using redstone. Currently, players can use hoppers to feed ingredients and bottles into the brewing stand, but there is no way to fully automate the process. Adding the ability to use redstone to control the brewing stand would make it easier for players to mass produce potions and save time. Well, I have to say right off the bat, that last point about not being able to automate the process is actually not true. I have seen multiple people on YouTube fully automate a potion brewing system. So the AI sort of failed in that regard. But I've got to say, the first three points were actually pretty cool. Having the ability to decrease the time, the duration of a potion's effect, there could be some uses for that. I can't really think of them right off the bat. Maybe for mini game type things. Suspicious stews sort of have that, but if you wanted to have something that's a little longer than a suspicious stew, but a little less, time than a normal potion duration, it could be a good idea to have a way to adjust the time to actually decrease the duration of a potion in that way. So that's an interesting idea. The second idea here, being able to decrease the intensity of a potion. So you have speed, and then you have speed 2. Well, what if you wanted to have a speed potion that's a little bit less speedy than the normal speed potion? So it's sort of like speed 0 or whatever. That might be interesting. Again, these would have to be very specific use cases, probably mini games. If you want to do some very, very controlled gameplay in a survival setting, I could see this being useful. The third idea, being able to mix potions together, essentially, to create the new super strength and speed potion kind of thing, is not a bad idea at all. The same amount of brewing would have to go into it. So the same amount of work really goes into it. It just helps you save space on inventory. If you're going into a PvP situation and you don't want to have just a ton of potions on you, just combine all of your speed and strength potions together and regen potions together, and you've got your, you know, super potion. Maybe it takes a little longer to drink or something like that to make up for the amount of inventory space you have. But I could see that actually being super useful, and I think that's probably the best idea that this AI threw out as a way to improve the way we can brew potions. So I didn't stop there. I gave the AI a list of potions. So the more positive effect potions. So these are the ones that you want to have, like strength and speed and stuff like that. And I told the AI to please critique and offer ideas for improvements for some or all of these potions from Minecraft. And this is what it spat back at me. First of all, it said, for the fire resistance potion, it may be beneficial to add a duration to the effect to prevent players from using it indefinitely in dangerous areas. It may also be helpful to specify that the potion only protects against damage from fire, rather than including items like magma blocks or campfires as well. So the AI really wants to make it really hard. So it wants to make it so that you can't just indefinitely use fire resistance potion, maybe some kind of cooldown effect type thing. So it definitely wants to make it a little bit more challenging, which is interesting. It goes on to say, the regeneration potion could be improved by adding an additional level of effect, such as regeneration 3, that provides a faster healing rate. This would give players more options when it comes to choosing the right potion for their needs. For the speed potion, it might be helpful to specify that the increased movement speed only applies to the player rather than to all mobs as well. This would prevent players from using the potion to exploit the game and make it easier for others to understand the effects of the potion. Okay, that's not super helpful, but okay. The night vision potion could be improved by adding a duration to the effect, similar to the other potions. This would give players more control over when they want to use the potion and make it less overpowered. I think it's missing some information here. The night vision potion obviously has a duration to it, so it's missing some information there. The invisibility potion could be improved by adding a duration to the effect, as well as specifying that certain items, such as armor or weapons, are still visible while the player is invisible. This would prevent players from using the potion to exploit the game and make it more balanced. Again, it's missing some information there. Obviously, the invisibility potion does have a duration, and you can still see, and we know that you can still see armor and weapons and stuff like that. So it's missing some information here. Again, it says, the water-breathing potion could benefit from more clearly specifying the duration of the effect rather than just stating that it prevents the oxygen bar from depleting. This would give players a better understanding of how long they can stay underwater while using the potion. I really think that this is critiquing the Minecraft Wiki article that I fed it rather than the potions themselves. I think this was really going on is critiquing the language that that description was written in rather than the actual potion, which is interesting. It's not super helpful, but, you know, it's interesting to see how that worked out. It says the jump boost potion could be improved by adding an additional level of effect, such as jump boost 3, that provides an even greater increase in jump height. This would give players more options when it comes to choosing the right potion for their needs. It would also, I mean, I want to add here that it would also be very dangerous because jump boost 3, I can imagine you're going to fall really hard and take a lot of damage. With jump boost 3, but maybe that would be the balancing thing. Maybe you better be careful how you use jump boost 3. Lastly, it says, for the slow falling potion, it may be helpful to specify that the slowed falling rate only applies to the player rather than to all mobs as well. This would prevent players from using the potion to exploit the game and make it easier for players to understand the effects of the potion. So again, it seems like it's missing some information there, or it's critiquing the description that I fed it from the Minecraft Wiki. Yeah, I like the idea for jump boost 3. I love jump boost in Minecraft. It's fun when you combine it with, you know, speed. It's really, really fun to use jump boost. But I really, really like how it improved the way we brew potions, especially the ability to mix potions together to combine the effects. I think that that idea right there is actually quite a valid idea that I could see being really useful and actually implemented one day into the game. Not that potions are a simple thing that need to be need to have more depth or more complexity to it, but that would be a pretty cool ability to have while brewing potions. So in the next episode, I'm going to have this AI give me ideas for new potions to add to the game. And then in the episode after that, I'm going to have the AI react to suggestions either from you guys or from the feedback website and critique suggestions for potions from those sources. So I hope you enjoy that and hope you stay tuned for that and check back with me for those episodes, because that brings us to the end of this episode. Guys, if you enjoyed it, let me know by sending me an email, digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. You can send me your questions, your comments, your thoughts, and ideas there. You can also connect with me on Twitter. I am at rebeljc_92. And guys, until next episode, keep digging straight down. I'll see you at Bedrock.